brade casso pala bala bawende ashada regede gede boko sedeli kabayada ya.
I will worship you forever, love you forever, because this God is too good. I will worship you forever, love you forever, because this God is too good. We worship, I will worship you forever, love you forever, because this God is too good. I will worship, I will worship you forever, love you forever, this God is worship, I will worship you forever, forever, because God is too good. I will worship, I will worship you, I will worship you forever, forever, because God is too good. I worship you forever, forever, never.
I want you to talk to the Lord in one prayer point. Make me a voice for this generation. Those who have understanding will pray this prayer very well. Make me a voice for my generation. Make me a voice for my generation. Make me a voice for my family. Make me a voice for my counterparts. Make me a voice in my state. Make me a voice in my nation. Make me a voice in the whole world. Le barada gini la la da de mosho talabirando. Hurtful and vengeful, I'm the apple of his hands, the thought that fills his heart every morning of the night. Oh, he loved me when I didn't care, but was patient till I came, running back into his arms. Oh my goodness. Look how you turn my life around. Make me a shining star. His glory to you. I will worship you forever, love you forever, because I perceive you don't understand that prayer. Make me a voice. As an engineer, make me a voice. As a doctor, make me a voice. As a lawyer, make me a voice. As a minister, make me a voice. As a make me a voice. As a pastor, make me a voice. As a businessman, businesswoman, make me a voice. Hey, I don't just want to be called by that name. I just want to be called by that name. I must become a voice to be reckoned with in this generation. Hey, this generation doesn't give a damn how many papers you have. If you have 2 PhD, when you go to the secondary schools in this town, they still ask you, the best we paid for the last teacher was 10,000. But because you have PhD, we can give you 15, sir. They don't care about how many paper you have. They don't care how many English you can speak until you become a voice. Hey! I want you to pray, people of God. I remember some years ago, a guy with masters in chemical engineering in Oshogbo, and then he went to one of the primary school, a private school, and he seeked for a job. And the man was bold to tell me that I offered him 13,000. And he took the job with joy. May your destiny not be wasted in the name of Jesus. 13,000 naira for a master degree holder of chemical. You need to become a voice. I remember some months ago when I was in a meeting with Joshua Selma. He told me, he's a man of God. I said, sir, he's a man of God. Joshua Selma said to me, everybody is a giver. They just need you to give them the reason why to give you. Everybody is a giver, but they need you to give them reason why to give. Sir, that word dawned on me as if he hit an sledgehammer on me. Everybody is a giver. You like it or not, you buy your food. You are giving that mama who sell that rice food money because she has the rice you need. The reason why you give that Okada guy the 15 naira from here to roundabout is because you cannot move yourself. There is something you need in his hand. Until you become an essential, a compulsion for this nation, until you become a voice, that man cannot survive without you. Then that is when you break the boundary of poverty. Are you going to pray once again? Lord, I am tired of being ordinary. Make me a voice for my generation, in my profession. Come on, pray. Zakatakara da 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 da. Yalabaraba yalaba shakabara yalaba yalaba. Ekasusa. Make me a voice. Mighty name we pray. Please, are you ready for tonight? Tonight's meeting is going to change your life forever. You see, when we had those itches from the technical, these are things that have been planned and arranged since Monday. We have been working in this church from Monday till night, Monday till night, fixing things, making sure that everything is perfect. But you saw the little hitch. It's an indication that something is about to happen. When a woman begins to scream and cry and mourn, and there is a pain all over her body when she's pregnant, it's an indication that the child is, the joy is about to arrive. Today your joy is arriving. Hey, say louder, amen. A man of God told me, he said, before God answered my prayer, that's what he was telling me. He said he went to preach in Lagos for 3 days. And in that meeting, another minister of God came. And he spent about 30 minutes. And when he was going, this other minister of God, that was those years, he said they wrote a check and was backing this minister with 150,000 many years ago, not now. Maybe he's talking about 10 years ago. Begging him with 150,000 for ministering for 30 minutes. He left Elisha for Lagos. After the third day, they gave him 5,000 naira. And they said, we appreciate your labor. You're a man of integrity. He said that was when he knew that something was wrong with him. One man spent 30 minutes to do what? Just to give them word of exhortation. They were begging him with 250,000 check. He was there for 3 days. They said, please, sir, you have to manage this 5,000. In fact, we have to struggle and check everywhere. Sir, something is not right there. I don't want to be among the people. I want to be that man. I want to be exceptional. I want to be extraordinary. Are you going to cry to God once again? Father, make me a voice for my generation. Come on, pray. Make me a voice. 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 Voice. They needed somebody who can play the harp professionally, who is worthy to be in the house of the king. There was no any other recommendation again. The only man that came in to play was David. He was not just only a harp player, he was exceptional. He was extraordinary. From today, the grace that will make you extraordinary is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. Whatever profession you are doing, I have worked and I'm still working with lawyers here in Nigeria. Per case, they charge 200 million, 100 million. It's not they told me. Something I knew about. Because some of them pay tithes to me. I know them. Lawyers. Well, we thank God they are senior advocates. But I'm talking about how you can also be a lawyer, and then the best of the job they bring to you is to do 5,000 naira agreement to settle quarrel between one person and another. Yeah, oh yeah, give me something, 2,000. When other people are earning 200 million on the matter. From today, hey, Sakatu Peleke Sepetebaya, your destiny is moving ahead. You become a voice. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Are you going to celebrate the Lord Jesus? Let's have a seat. God bless you. Tell somebody beside you, I am the voice of this generation. Say it louder. Genesis chapter 2, verse 4 to 19. Genesis chapter 2, verse 4 to 19. You know, when revelation dawned on me, it doesn't go in a day. The only reason why it will go in a day is because maybe I thought of it. But when it is a revelation from the Lord, It doesn't go easily. Until I accomplish what God has revealed to me, I won't let go the matter. And I know today you are going to become a voice. Hey, say louder, amen. Genesis chapter 2, I'll read from verse 4 through 8, 19. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. In other words, God has made everything. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. And there was not a man to till the ground, but there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the earth ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of the good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is, which compasseth the whole land of Avila, which where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is Delion, an orange stone. And the name of the second river, Gion. The same is it that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Idekel. That is it which goeth towards the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but the tree of the knowledge and good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eat thereof thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmate. Verse 19, which is the last one. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever soever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Can you say good amen? I'm teaching on what I titled today, A Voice is Needed. A voice is needed. For those who don't write notes, it's better you get acquainted with the media to give you the telegram address, so that you can have access to our sermons, so that you can listen to them on your phone on the telegram. You don't need to have big memory. Just install the telegram. You don't need to download it on your phone. It will help you to play without choking your memory. So you should get that. Somebody say, a voice is needed. Say it together now. A voice is needed. May you be that voice in the name of Jesus. Because of the supremacy of God, he carefully organizes everything to avoid lapses. Because of his supremacy, God doesn't want you to say, why did you? You are supposed to put the hand here. Why did you put the hand on the head? He made all things beautiful. The Bible says, lo, everything that God has made, they are indeed good. So, he carefully structured everything. Carefully arranged everything. Carefully structured everything. Carefully organize everything, and he carefully manage everything and carefully lord over everything, because he's God. He doesn't want a man to look at him and say, you failed on this part of your work. So God is very organized. You remember the birth of Jesus Christ in the manger? The Bible said they gave birth to Jesus Christ in the manger. Why will Jesus, the Savior of the earth, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the maker of heaven and earth, the Word that became flesh, the creator of humanity, the hope of the future, the destiny of the Christian, the judge over the whole earth, why will they give birth to him in a manger? That looks so insulting to the man of his status. So when we look at Jesus, if you are not careful, you say, why will they be given birth to? Of course, the scripture made it clear that there was no room in the inn. You need to be careful to interpret that place. If Jesus were given birth to in the inn, even the three wise men may not be allowed to enter to present the gift to him. And that may have defied the caucus, because the three men who brought the three gifts were very significant to the future of Jesus. Every gift they gave to him was a statement of his representation on earth. They gave him perfume. Oh my goodness. Everything they gave to him was very significant to his identity. So, if Jesus were to be given birth in the inn, maybe when they get to the gate, the security will say, where's the invitation you have? They say, we saw a star. So when we saw the star, we were tracing the star. And then the star was bringing us from one town to another. What? Listen, sir, get man. We slept over. And then the star also was waiting for us. And then we met the King Herod. And then the star was waiting for us. And later, the star now started walking. Then we were following the star. So therefore, the star is here. Look at up. It's here at the gate of this inn. So we must enter to greet the king. I'm sure that the man will look for the available security to take them away. Are you okay? Star brought you here. Are you serious? Do you even know what you are talking about? Now, if the wise men cannot access Jesus, listen. The poor cannot access him. I don't know if I'm communicating with you, but the manger was the lowest place, which is another teaching for humility based on whatever status you have. You see, I told you the greatest identity and the characteristic of the devil is pride, which is why any man or woman who found an iota of pride in him or her, you are supposed to abandon every other prayer point. Lord, deliver me. I'm not a devil. We have it all right in this family. You have just registered your name and your destiny to the devil that he's your Lord. Did your Bible not say, oh, you are of your father, the devil? Because what brought the devil down from the throne is not lies, it's not stealing, it's not killing. Simply, it is the dangerous thing that any man can possess, is pride. So Jesus, even being the Lord of all, the maker of all, the creator of all, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Emmanuel, the God with us, the Word that became flesh, the hope of the past, the hope of the present, the hope of the future, the one who shall judge all humanity, at the same time submitted himself to be given back to in a manger. Sir, submit whatever you possess at the feet of Jesus. Humility is an indication that you are of Jesus, because even from birth he started it. Even when he wanted to die, until the day of his death, they couldn't recognize him. One of his own had to betray him. He said, oh, you don't know Jesus? He's there doing the miracle among us now. They said, okay, if we enter the church, is it the one that sits on the altar? He said, no, not him. Okay. Will he put on the biggest agbada? He said, no, not him. So, people, this lesson is powerful. There could not recognize Jesus, the miracle worker. So who are you? Why the show? Today, pastors are more popular than Jesus in the church. Evil. Evil. So you see, he said, anyone I kiss among them. If Judas had been drunk overnight and kissed Peter, they would have killed Peter. Peter will have hung on the tree. No, I'm not the one. I'm not the one. Please, I'm not the one. Hallelujah. Can you imagine, sir, that Jesus, the miracle worker, even the Pharisees, people who are following him every day, they didn't recognize him. He never presented himself as anything. That's not where I'm going tonight. But Jesus had to be in the manger. It's a statement to be there. The wise men who traced the star. You know, spiritual things are not easily communicated to human. How do you tell the gate man at the inn that we saw the star? That's why we came. The man will say, you are mad. You don't know what you are talking about. But in the manger, anybody can enter. They have free access to Jesus. That's why the Bible says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. You don't understand the scripture there. That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That whosoever is another picture of the accessibility that we can have in him. So God made Jesus to come through the manger. Somebody may say that's a foolish thing. But no, because God is very organized. He wants him to be accessible to all. Maybe if they put him in a 5-star hotel, Herod sent his soldiers to kill the child from 2 years old downward. Maybe those popular areas would have been the place they would go first. They would have searched the inn. The last place they will search for is the manger. That is the house of a goat, of cattle. Manger is the house of cattle. Is the last place anybody wants to go and kill somebody. Maybe they check the inn and kill everybody there. So God is very careful in planning. Somebody say amen. Come on, somebody say amen. The path of Moses was also strategic. Moses must get to Egypt because that is his primary place of assignment. Somebody said, why did Moses go to Egypt? Because he need to know the land. He need to study the land. He is the one to take them out of the land. God was strategic about the birth of Moses and putting him into the water for Pharaoh's child to see Moses. So Moses was raised by his arch enemy. This God, I'm afraid of him at times when he plans. This was the only man that Pharaoh was looking for to kill. But every other child is in danger except the one that his own daughter brought to him. And because she brought it, Pharaoh said, okay, I want to kill every child, but this one I won't kill. Because my daughter brought this one. And look at misery. Instead of buying milk, Bonvita, and 3 crowns, and pick milk to give to this little child who need to suck breast, you know what God did? He connected this same Pharaoh's daughter to the mother of Moses. They now employed the mother to be paid to take care of her own child. Come on, somebody shout Jesus. They had to pay the mother's salary to feed her own child. I know, I'm sure when she's feeding the child, say, oh Lord, really, no, my. This is a wonderful child. You came and you opened the door. So strategic a God. You know, it's not only that the mother has a rest of mind to take care of the child, because the child was in the house of the guy who was looking for him to kill. she took the child into the house with all confidence in the name of serving the king, and the king was paid to keep the child. Anyone who is looking for your downfall, God will use them for your elevation. I wish I can get a better amen. This God, you need to trust him. He can't fail. He is very strategic because he's the Alpha and the Omega. He knows the end of the movie. Everything we are playing here is just replay. He knows the end from the beginning, sir. So when he goes to the end of your life and he see the wrong person there, he can say, okay, you are going to affect him in year 2022. Okay, let me remove you. You not meet him in this town. God can shuffle your life before you enter the future. I prophesy upon somebody here, anything that waiting for your future, hey, the hand of the Lord will shuffle the place. Say louder, amen. You know, one of the things I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to release anointing. It's not about talk, you will feel it. And that will be the anointing that will take you from this level you are and catapult you to the next one. You shall receive in the name of Jesus. This God, when I read that scripture, that you can pay a woman to feed her own child, only God can do that, sir. If God can do that, why will he not use men to sponsor your project? If God can do that, why do you think help will not come for your destiny? There is somebody here who can say a good amen. Where you never expected help, hey, help will locate you in the name of Jesus. You be God, you know be man. You be God, you be God, oh. You be God, you know be man, oh. Alpha Omega, you be God. You be God, oh. You be God, you know be man, oh. Why will God allow the presentation of the law when actually his plan is to express the grace of God and the love? Why the law when his intention is to prove his law? Oh, why the law? Why the law? The law is a foreshadow of the love. Without the law statement may be too real to be true, and men will not accept it. The law is the foreshadow. God is strategic, sir. I told you here when I was teaching about the end time thing, I said, you don't really understand where the story started from. The end time event started from Genesis. Abraham, called the father of faith. I told you that title is too big for a man to bear. Father of faith, that's the whole entirety of our Christian being. How can he bear that title? Jesus should bear that title. So calling Abraham the father of faith suggests to us that there's something bigger than human in Abraham. Abraham is a typology of God the Father. Ishmael is a typology of Satan. Isaac is a typology of Jesus. That is why forever and ever Muslims community will fight the Christian community. Ishmael will never find peace with Isaac, because Ishmael came before Isaac. He thought he was going to be the heir. Satan was announced in heaven before they mentioned Jesus. He thought he's going to be the only one to see the Father. And in the book of Revelation, we saw that the title Morning Star that was given to the devil was given back to Jesus. And Jesus said, I have given you who believe in me the same title. So the devil thought he's the one who's going to be the royal, the heir. But Jesus took the position of the heir. And the devil said, I will fight Jesus and everyone who believe in him. So the end time event started from Genesis. So the law must come to show us. This is what God wants. The law taught us the expectation of God in man and what his grace will do for man. It became valuable when the grace came because of the difficulty of the law. Hallelujah. If I am satisfied, I'm not thirsty, and you bring 2 bottles of water for me, it doesn't make no sense. I can pick it and drop it somewhere. But God had to bring the law to prepare us, to let us see the goodness of him. In fact, there is nothing that shows the greatness of God than the law. So God allowed the law to come, and people struggle with the law. They struggle and struggle and struggle. At the end of the day, they say, if you offend one of the commandments, you have committed all. So at the point in time, people say, it's better, let's commit sin and present another sacrifice. They keep presenting sacrifice until the point that their sacrifice were not enough to take away their sin again. So when Jesus showed up and was offered once and for all, oh my goodness, and the curtain of the temple tore to two, and God gave man access directly without the need of a priest to enter the presence of God yearly, I can wake up in the morning and I say, Lord, good morning, Holy Spirit, I am before you, and then he appears. It was more valuable at that point because we have experienced when we have to wait outside for the priest to go and represent us. Strategy. God, perfect in planning. He knows your future. He knows what is about to happen in the next 5 years. He knows what will happen to you in the next 10 years. I prophesy to you that anything, anyone, any place that will affect the plan of God for your destiny, they are coming down for you. A louder amen. That's why process is one key indication that this is from God. Anything you are doing, listen to me, people. Anything you are doing and you cannot find the process of what you desire is an indication it's not from God. God will tell a lady, I'm going to give you a king as your husband. But you know what God will do? He won't take her to the palace straight. He will let her know what it means to have somebody who is not a king. Then he will let her be prepared in character, in dressing, in attitude, in lifestyle, in thinking, in mentality before he take her to the palace. God had a plan for Joshua. God had a plan for Joseph. Joseph, you need to be in the palace, but I must get through the prison, so that when you get to the palace, your character deficiency will not take you back to the prison. It's better I go to the prison before entering the palace. If you enter the palace without character, you are going back to the prison. You remember the story of Mordecai and Haman? Mordecai, Haman was in prison because of character deficiency. He found himself back in the grave. Every desire of yours that you wake up one day and become the next day is not from God, it's from the devil. It takes men through process. Moses must be the shepherd of people of God in Egypt. Took him through the process. Jesus must be the savior of the world. He took him through the process. Anything we are rushing to do, to achieve in life, is an indication it's not from God. Process. because God doesn't want you to get there and bring insult to his name. So there's somebody here that you, God has shown to you your future, and right now you are going through the process. Oh, I congratulate you. Even though you are pressed down, you cannot be crushed. Let me tell you something, it's just a matter of time. If you follow God step by step, you say the path of the righteous shineth brighter. It means when you say brighter, it means that the moment, the first time the light shine, it may be dull, but it will shine brighter, a little bit, until it becomes a floodlight. Somebody is shining today in the name of Jesus. Process is an indication that there's God in it. And this generation is too in haste. You want to wake up one day and be called something. You can't be a voice like that. Before God can say, nobody like Moses, he's the most meekest man on earth. It took him 40 years of training. Everybody's running, and that's why there's a lot of accidents. Process. There are marriages that will never work because both husband and wife didn't go through the process. You need to go through the process. God must train your character. Who counsel you before you get into marriage? Who? Did you just wake up, you find somebody and you say, I love you, I love you, I love you, we are fine, we are fine, you are beautiful, I'm handsome, you are handsome, I'm beautiful, are you degree, I'm degree, are you degree, I'm degree, are you master, I'm master? Oh my goodness, because your name is degree, my name is degree, we can have a degree degree wedding. How do you do the wedding? You find yourself in a big mess and trouble. Process. I know many people I can't count who wanted to step into wrong relationship and just mention and say, daddy, please pray for us, let's see. And then I say, this is wrong. I remember one lady came to me so desperate, she was willing to give me anything I want, said, sir, pray for me, so person has been my helper. He has been giving me market that's worth 1.5 million to sell in my shop. And he's my helper of destiny. Pray for me. She called me the next day. I said, God has not spoken. Until the end of that week, God didn't say anything. So after the second week, I was in my quiet time. I said, Lord, what I'm talking about to you now is over 7 years. And then I knelt down while I was doing my quiet time. I said, Lord, speak to me now. She would think I cannot hear from you. And I said, the guy is a prince. God told me that. He said the guy is a prince and he had a wife who has a child in their hometown, and everybody in their family knows about it. He just came to this place to deceive this lady, to impregnate her and run away. Long story short, hello, how are you? Say fine. Daddy, what God has said? I said, that man is not your husband, he's married. No, it's not married, sir. I know his house in Winde. The third day, the mom find out that the guy is a prince. He has a wife with 2 children. Same thing God told me. They found out. But you know, this generation, I just like it. Oh, he's tall, handsome, six-pack, tall, man. He has iPhone 7. iPhone 10. In fact, when I saw his hand, I know that that's iPhone 11. That guy go carry. He go carry. And then you say, and I say, I like his English. He can speak good English. Hey. Without process, it's not from God. Quickly, I'm rounding up. I have a lot of things to talk about, but I need to rush. The dominion mandate can only be achieved when a voice is in place. God said, and God blessed them. Say, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. The dominion mandate that God gave to you and I can only be achieved when there is a voice in a place. Without voice, God's purpose and agenda cannot be actualized. You know, what God wants to do in your family, until the day you become the voice of that family may remain redundant until the generation wastes. Many, you don't know the opportunity you have today. Some of you, when you leave Mexico Mission in the nearest future, and then you get to a community where when they open the Bible, they begin to tell you story of how they went to the village and crossed palm kernel and get some palm wine, and then in the midst of the preaching they go to the Thanksgiving sermon and return back to faith and go back to this, and then the preacher was doing all, and then at the end of the day you finish the sermon, you can't even find the title. That's when you know that you are carrying something. This word that is coming out of us is a treasure in an earthen vessel, and it's entering into you. It's a privilege that you are hearing words that will make you mature, so that you can be the voice in your family and show them the light. You will shine. Say a good amen. So without the voice, the agenda of God, God said, Samuel, rise. I have found for myself a man in the house of Jesse to be a king in Israel. I have found. So God was seeking. I have found one in the house of Jesse. Now somebody can represent Israel, the first recognized king in the land, the man who institutionalized worship in Israel, the man who pay choir to sing from morning to night throughout the whole year. Moses, David was the man, the warrior of Israel. But before he can get to the place to be a king, he was keeping the sheep in the wilderness. But God found him, a man who has gone through the process. He said, this one shall be the voice, and nothing could stop it. From today, you are unstoppable. Listen. I'm not just teaching tonight. I'm here prophetically. I am here with the prophetic mandate upon my life tonight. And I prophesy over your life. From today, you become unstoppable. You become unstoppable. In the name of Jesus. If David could not be stopped, you will never be stopped. I say you will never be stopped. In the name of Jesus. A voice is needed. A voice is needed. He told Jeremiah, from your mother's womb I have separated you to be a prophet unto me. He said, I cannot speak. He said, you are a voice. Don't say you cannot speak. Found Moses. He found David. He found Jeremiah. He will find you tonight. Oh my goodness. He will find you tonight. In the name of Jesus. God will keep searching through generations to find a voice for him on earth. Aside from being famous and proud, listen to me. I'm not saying what I'm saying today so that you walk up to people and tell them to shut up. We are here, you are talking. No. I'm not saying because you worth 200 million, you cannot sweep the church. I'm not talking to people like that. Because I believe even tonight, I'm not preaching to babies in Christ. I'm talking about the generals who are about to be made. I am preaching the word to you in a solid form, not as a meek. I'm not talking to people who think because they are now a celebrity, they cannot relate with their pastors again. Aside from being famous or pride, what does it mean to be a voice? To be a voice is to be a territorial authority. To be a voice is to be are territorial
authority.
Whatever you say in your environment
becomes an authority.
That's what it means to be a voice. And God's dominion mandate cannot be established except He found a man who becomes a voice. To be a voice is to be a territorial authority. Moses was an authority in his days. David was authority in his days. John the Baptist was authority in his days. Jesus was authority in his days. Elijah was authority in his days. To be a territorial authority is what it means to be a voice. You can't be a voice except you become a territorial authority. So if you speak today and nobody is listening to you, it means you are not yet an authority. If you speak today and the environment or the economy says you should shut up, it means you are not yet the authority. To be a voice is to be a territorial authority. Number two, to be a voice is to be able to represent divine agenda. Hey. To be able to represent divine agenda. When people see and study your life, ability for them to relate with God via looking at you is what means you being a voice. When people look at you and you say, well, this is what God is saying at this time, and it is so, people listen to you when you say, thou seest the Lord. Until you are able to do that, you are not a voice. So to be a voice is to be a representation of divine agenda. You know, today now I'm sharing with my friend the other time. I said, you know, either you want it or not, gone are the days where a ministry must have 1,000 branches in a country. The days of those things are coming down. We are moving to the era where a church stands in one place and the entire nation will watch him without having a church branch. We are moving. This is technology days. To be a voice is to understand that this church Sunday thing will not work again very soon. To be a voice is to let the people know that their worship is not in this building, it's in them. Those who shall worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Somebody must be able to say that with authority and with proven results. To be a voice is to be the one to enforce the kingdom of God and its virtue. When you teach people character of the kingdom, the principle of the kingdom, people come to you and ask you, how is your marriage working? Then you tell them, well, in my marriage there is no head anywhere. Yes, my husband, I respect him, I give him all the honor, but I also subject myself. Even though I'm earning than him, the Bible says I should submit myself to him. And then when you meet the husband, sir, how are you managing your marriage? He say, yes, I'm the head of the family, but Christ is my head. The Bible says we should submit ourselves one to another. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 21. Submit yourself to one another. Yes, you are the head, but submit. Kingdom principle. To be a voice is for people to come and say, how is your business thriving? Then you tell them, you are taught in the economy of the world to keep saving money. In our own economy in the kingdom, you keep giving. The more you give, the more you get. That's the kingdom principle. You don't argue with people. In this kingdom, we settle every problem on our knees. That's what it means to be a voice.
Shada balabada. Elabara kusimbra. Pray in tongues in 1 minute. Make me a voice to this generation.
Till I overflow, I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run over. I wanna run over.
To be a voice is to be able to enforce the kingdom and its virtue. To be a voice means men are forced to reckon with you. Either they like you or they hate you, you become solution in that territory. That's what it means to be a voice. John the Baptist said, "You generation of vipers, who has told you to run away from the danger and the judgment that's about to come upon you?" They still say, "Thank you. Baptize us." Jesus said, "Woe unto you, Pharisees." They say, "Thank you. We'll still follow you." What it means to be a voice. When the transformer in your community got spoiled, they know nobody has the capacity to drop 300,000 to fix that transformer. They don't like you because you pray too much. They know you are a Christian. They know you speak in the Holy Ghost. They know you don't mingle in their affairs. But there is a problem now in the community. When you become an authority, they come, they say, "We know you are a pastor, but please, can you help us out?" Men are forced to reckon with you. They know if they come, you will pay their children's school fees. They know if they come, at least they will go home with one bag of rice. They don't need to like you, but they will come. That's when you become a voice. When even an unbeliever who doesn't believe in your faith seek help from you, you will become a voice. To be a voice is to be the source of blessing in a place. Yes. To be a voice is to be a particular dimension of God. To be a voice is for you becoming the express interpretation of a dimension of God. Which is the last point on that place. When people can come to you and experience a part of God, an ability of God, they come to you, they know that the word of wisdom that is in your mouth is enough to solve their problem. They come to you, they know you are the one who is the specialist in healing of cancer. They come, they know you are the one, the specialist in healing of diabetes. They know you are the specialist who can pray and every demon in a man will leave. A specialist in your field. When they will see you and they say, "Wow, we never know that God power can do this as well." When you become that, you become a voice. Qualification of being a voice: one, you must have met the Lord and obtained covenant. Daily seeking and growing brings you there. Hey, daily seeking. You must have met the Lord. Nobody ever became a voice that has not met the Lord. Moses, Elijah, David, John, Jesus. Every man who was recognized as a voice in the Bible met with the Lord at the point in time.
that is where the covenant is established. Job 14:14 says, I will wait until my change comes. Daily seeking him. Genesis 22:12, God told Abraham, now I know you love me because you have given me your only son. Now I know. It means that God has been following him before. Now I know. I have been watching before, but now I know that you love me. Genesis 22:12. Now I know, because you have not withheld your only son from me. Now I know. It means that Abraham has been walking with the Lord, but now I know. You get to the place to meet with the Lord on a daily, consistent walking with the Lord. Some of you don't read Bible again. Your Bible is once in a week. You will never meet the Lord with that. Some of you don't pray anymore. You wake up and say, hey, thank you Lord Jesus for giving me, in Jesus' name I pray. You will never meet the Lord with that. Daily walking with the Lord and seeking him will bring you to that place. For you to be a voice, you must be a chaser of God on a regular basis. Number two, to be qualified to be a voice, you must be a custodian of a dimension of God. Only custodians manifest. Only custodian manifest dimensions. And only those who manifest becomes voice. Without being a custodian of a dimension of God, you cannot manifest. And until you manifest, before you become a voice. You know, the reason why men are insulting you is because you are not manifesting. The reason why they don't respect you is because you are not manifesting. The reason why the help is not coming is because you are not manifesting. But then you begin to manifest, you see what God will do. A pastor invited me sometimes ago. And when he invited me, he told me, he said, my church, they don't give. Pastor, whatever we give to you, you manage. I said, no problem. So I booked my flight and I traveled there. I got there, landed, they picked me up from the airport. And then day one of the meeting, I prophesied like water. The second day, somebody said, sir, when you're going back, I will book your flight. He said, it has never happened in his ministry. And then people were giving, this one will give this, that one will give this. He said, it has never ever happened in this ministry. They don't give. I said, because nobody is manifesting. A lady was sitting down, beautiful. I remember this one vividly. Beautiful. I mean, when I say beautiful, I know what I'm talking about. And the Lord spoke to me. I said, madam, can you stand up? Let me talk to you. I said, the Lord said to me, a woman is taking your husband away. And the woman has gone to a witch doctor to put a sign on you that will make you to be smelling, so that your husband will not stay in the house with you. Lo and behold, a very big wound was there in her leg and is smelling already. Even the pastor that invited me doesn't know about it. Of course, she dropped something good. Why men are not listening to you? It's because you are not manifesting. You say you have the Holy Ghost. You claim you have God. You claim that you have power of God. But they are not seeing it. Because even as a lawyer, hey, before you enter the court 1 hour, you have settled the matter in the place of prayer. You are there before the judge. The man knew that something is wrong with him. Maybe he said, well, the judge wants to go to the toilet. He goes and then he comes back. When he comes back, he's just vibrant. He knew something is not right with him. He has to submit to you. And they know anytime you come to the court, the judge always feels something strange. The day men know that your prayer make them prosper, they begin to follow your God. Only custodians of God's dimension manifest. also manifest that can become a voice. Adam was in charge of the garden. Remember, the garden also contained gold. Adam was the custodian of the Garden of Eden. So his name cannot be erased from the Bible. He was a custodian. The Bible said, and God brought to him every creature. He said, name them. Name them. Was a custodian of the garden. Abraham was the custodian of God's blessing. He took the covenant of blessing. Moses was the custodian of the law. These people were not just popular. They were carrying something that manifested in their generation. You talk of the law, that's Moses. Even the Bible at times forget. The Bible doesn't mention law. At times, the Bible mentions Moses. I say in the book of Moses. Because Moses had become a voice. Elijah was the in charge of prayer. John was in charge of baptism. Jesus was in charge of cross and salvation. Holy Spirit was in charge of gifts. Holy Spirit that we cannot see physically was more popular than our fathers. We can't see the Holy Spirit physically, but because he was the custodian of gift in the kingdom, he was popular. Who can point out the Holy Ghost to me? Nobody. But then we know he's there because he's the sponsor, he's the custodian of the gift. The day you become a custodian of a dimension of God, the world will listen to you. Miles Monroe teaches presidents, senators, governors. He teaches them how to run their country. Bishop Oyedepo said governors will sit down and meet him and say, sir, so what do we do? They seek counsel from a man who has something they don't have. The day you manifest the dimensions of God, that's the day you become a voice. And the world will look for you. Let me show you something. Things are evolving. This is a smart world. He was telling us the other time that I mentioned last week. It is a smart world. Look at this wristwatch. If I don't charge it, it won't display. I can make calls. I can send text message on it. It's a smart watch. So also my phone, smartphone. So also my tab, smart tab. So also the laptop, smart laptop. Everything needs to be charged now to be able to produce results. Listen to me. Soon, they will find cure to epilepsy. Soon, they will find cure to HIV/AIDS. Soon, they will find cure to cancer. Listen to me. Even the church must rise up now to grow. Beyond the prayer of faith of healing the sick only. If the church is known for those prayers, Dubai, India, China, they will find cure to those things, the church will become irrelevant in the society. That's why we must grow as a church. What is God saying now? Because if somebody can heal HIV/AIDS and all manner of imbecile in India, why will they come to church? You are not following me. I am in the future already. There must be something that human cannot do. A.A. Allen, they brought a child without bone. The leg was swinging. A.A. Allen squeezed the leg. He squeezed it front back. It's only flesh, no bone. I watched the video. He placed the child on the altar. He knelt down and said, Jesus, heal this child. Lo and behold, the child stood on the altar and was running a tasketa. That's the kind of miracle that Dubai cannot produce. That's what India cannot do. The miracle that can a man born blind, Jesus spat on the floor and fixed the sound, and he could see. Those are the miracles that you cannot get in any hospital, sir. If you don't grow to that level, very soon we are going to be useless. Because money, the Muslim nation have money. Health wise, developed nations are developing kids. How do we interpret the joy of salvation and the peace of mind to men that we can tell them money cannot buy this? You can buy the best of the bed, but you can't buy sleep for yourself. When medicine and money fail, we should be able to manifest. And you remember, this is Mesitron Mission. We are not talking about church activities only. Anywhere you find yourself, manifesting God will make you a voice. When you tell them you want to go for a leave, they say, Jebi, you are the one praying for us. You can go. When your boss is monitoring your time, it means you are not relevant in that company. That establishment need you. When they know on Monday, when you spoke in tongues in the assembly, we call for 1,000 more people in this school. And before the end of the week, they recorded 2,000. If you tell them you are traveling for 2 weeks, they say, make sure you pray for us. Ephesians 4:8 says, he ascended to heaven and he led captivity captive and he gave gifts to men. There is something in you which is the dimension of God that can make you a voice. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. There is something in you. There is something in you. Jeremiah said, I'm too small. I don't know how to talk. And what I said, why are you making me a prophet? God said, there's something in you. Moses said, I'm a stammerer. God said, I will give you Aaron to support. Lo and behold, brethren. There is something in you which is the dimension of God. I pray tonight it will manifest. Don't be tired. It will manifest. It will manifest. I share with you here a boy who went for talent hunt, 10 years old. And he sang the song, Hallelujah. What is a land? What is a land? You are holy. While the backup are taking the other holy, he just starts speaking in tongues. Zata paragada. George sat down to look at what he's singing. Of course, he has confused them. He came first. There's nothing to talk about again. Judges were weeping. When you make your judges to start crying because you are worshiping. Now, he forgot about the vocals. He spoke in tongues. He was teaching us the other time. When he confused them, they said, and they couldn't control the tears. They said, competition has finished. What? This is the first. Hey, you will manifest. If a 10-year-old child can be, if the boy is a star now, you will manifest. In the name of Jesus. David was 18. He conquered Goliath. You will conquer your Goliath. Isaiah 8:18 says, I and the children that the Lord has given to me, we are
for signs and wonders.
God has not created you to be ordinary. He has created you to be extraordinary. You are a voice to this generation. You will, men shall hear you loud and clear. I said they shall hear you loud and clear. God needs a voice for this end time church to survive. I'm running up. God needs a voice for this church of the end time to survive. We must go beyond the level of the ordinary worshiping church to the people who can bring the presence of God. We must be able to bring the kingdom down. The church of the end time cannot survive. Boko Haram will keep bombing the church except we become a voice in the land. Gradually, the church is becoming powerless every day in Nigerian government. Church speak, they say anything to us. They are monitoring our offering and tithe now. Church must become a voice for the nation to bow to us. The church of this end time need a voice. May you be that voice that will bring revival in the name of Jesus. In your father's house, you will become the voice. Don't forget two things. Before you can be a voice, you need to meet with the Lord in encounter. And this can only come in your daily walk with the Lord. Number two is that you become a custodian of a dimension of God. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Rise up.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high, shining the light of your glory. Put on your power and love. See, see, holy, holy, Lord. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Place your right hand upon your head. I want to pray for the anointing to come upon you today. Anointing to stop being ordinary and to become an extraordinary person. An anointing that will move your life forward and take you from where you are now to where you are supposed to be. I release the anointing upon your life today. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Just close your eyes. Shatabara. Elabrana masusa katapara dialagada bayada. Reketu sebelea. Lekuzupana dadada yala katakara bayu. Le shapapa, eka susa de lebieta daya, rakako shopu peleta, anointing for the next level of your life. Receive it, take it in the name of Jesus, take it in the name of Jesus. That anointing that will change your status, the anointing that will make you a custodian, take it in the name of Jesus. Pray, Lord, let your gift in me manifest. Begin to talk to the Lord. Let your gift in me manifest. May
make me your voice. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Let your gift in me begin to manifest. Make me your voice. Make me your voice. Shakada bala bayada. Make me your voice. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You will shine. Nigeria will listen to your voice. Nigeria will be forced to reckon to you. The whole Africa will be forced to reckon with you. The entire continent of the whole world will be forced to reckon with you. You are becoming a voice in the name of Jesus. You will see the Lord. You will see the Lord. You will see the Lord. And so shall it be. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Celebrate the Lord Jesus.